Yes, welcome to Morning Glory. Got Webby and Brandy here this morning. And before we give our 3-2-1, our producer Ben is like a pig rolling around in its own, you know what, because he's apparently got a text message through here. That
fantastic text here, Matty.
Yep.
One from a guy called Gozo. I'm 26 and I filled out a radio logbook last week and said I listened to SEN every day for a whole week. So the guys are flying in the ratings at the moment. So thank you, Gozo.
Thank you very much, mate. Really appreciate it. I was just wondering, because television, if you find someone who's got one, I said to Trish, if you ever get offered one, just take it. Because what we'll do when my show's on, we'll say, yeah, because they ask you how many people in the room watching it, and say every time the show's on, we have 20 people over, a little party watching us.
You allowed 20 people in your house at the moment?
Oh, geez, Brandy, you got me on a technicality. Now we say we can because we've got a grandstand in the house. Boys, just quickly, 4-3-2-1, the round of football coming up. It's fair to say after Origin, the round of football gets a little anticlimactic. Would you say that?
Yes. It's hard to get into it.
Yes.
A little bit of a letdown.
Is. Yeah. How many players, Brandy, from Penrith do you expect to back up?
I don't think there'll be many, Matty. I would think, well, Appy will definitely back up.
Yep.
And I would think Liam Martin, who played about 30 minutes. Went good, Liam. Looked good.
Sure did.
Looked like he belonged.
Yep.
I think he'll back up. I doubt whether the others will back up. Mm. Isaiah played 80 minutes.
Mm.
Nathan got knocked around a bit. Jerome, I don't think Jerome, even though they're not injured.
Play the long game.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
How hard was it as players to back up?
Next day, easy. Following day, because you're still adrenalised and you haven't really, the soreness hasn't kicked in. But we played once where it was three days later, and it was in Canberra in July, and it was just awful. It was like you're made of glass. It was, how'd you find it, Brandy?
I think I found it tough. Not that I can remember that well. Yeah. Backing up.
We played a test match once, then we had to jump on a chartered flight, get back, and we had to play on the Saturday. We had to play North Sydney, and it was a piece of cake because you won the test match. You're on a high.
Yes.
Yeah.
You get out there, and the game just.
I've always been sort of stunned how over the years those Storm blokes, they always seem to bounce back. It was almost like
they used to do it so
like,
well.
Almost like a pride thing to make sure they.
Well, it was.
Yeah,
it was.
Didn't,
and you, and you don't, you're not really a, and you know, I know Freddie spoke to the boys about that. You don't really become an Origin player until you back up for your club the next week and do it well.
Well, fair play to Dez. Like Manly's looking for a bit of traction now to establish themselves in that top eight. They've got the Cowboys tonight who are exactly the same. But he's looked at Tom and said, mate, such a high-level performance where he's ran for so many metres, three tries, it'd be a risk playing him with his hamstring.
You know what else too, Matty, that's something that you don't really think about, but the fact that the surface was hard, firm, takes a little bit more out of the legs as well.
Sure. Yeah, so moving quicker.
Yep. Tommy, no surprise to see Tom not playing.
Yeah, it's a good
but
call.
So Penrith, it's they got a game against the Sharks tonight. Now,
yeah, right.
Without those players.
Ken Murray, he had a head knock. How did he look?
Yeah, no, he passed his HIA.
Yeah, right.
And I know that I heard on, as I was coming in, I heard on the radio that there's an investigation into Ken Murray leaving the field. Ken Murray was hit high by Kyle Felt, who was put on report and I think fined out of the. No one missed any. No one got any matches except for Mo Fodawaker. Maybe Mo's facing a week on the sideline.
He was impressive. He
ripped in on
leg speed,
didn't he? Yeah.
He was really, really good. Webby, who's your 3-2-1?
One of the obvious. Turbo, Latrell, Isaiah Yeo. But it says a lot about a team's performance when you can't get Teddy, To'o, or Luai in at least 1 point. You know?
I've gone 1 point. I went Jerome. I just went Jerome because Nathan's been there, done that for his first game, and Brandy touched on it before. I just love the fact he just gave Latrell easy, no fuss football.
Yeah.
Just went, here, take that, take that, take that, and in the last 20 minutes went show and go, went himself. I thought he just built the game beautifully.
He didn't overplay his hand.
Oh.
It must have been tempting to do so, you know.
I've gone Tom Trbojevic, my 2 points, because, mate, it's the obvious. He's everywhere. But I went 3 Latrell, Webby, because when the game was tied early, mate, he was unstoppable then. And I reckon he was the player more than anyone else who really exerted dominance on Queensland. Brandy?
Hard to argue.
Yeah, hard, Matty, tough one to give the 3-2-1. I've already mentioned Tarek, how good he was, Cameron Murray on the edges. But I went 3 Tom. I thought Tom was just incredible. Started the game well. Was dangerous every time he touched it. I went to Nathan Cleary. I thought he controlled things beautifully, kicked well, didn't miss a goal. And I went one Latrell.
Yeah, right.
Could have easily flipped that around and could have added another couple. It was a night where there wasn't a bad New South Wales player. Everyone played well. Some just played a little better than others. But across the board, you could have had a handful of players in giving points.
Let's bag Queensland now.
Okay, take care. I was just waiting for that. We've had the entree. Now it's time for the main. Webby, what will be the changes? There has to be some.
Well, Papali'i, obviously. God, I got to say the new way.
I'm going to call him Papali'i on radio, but Papa. On telly when I'll call him Papali'i.
I've caught on to Gal and Joey. Big Tino, Big Papa.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but I think with Josh Papali'i, because he's been called Papali'i for so long, I mean, I don't think he would take.
I got to say it.
Yes, new, I know. It's just match.
And then I do it on the footy show all the time and I feel like a dick.
What about Harawira Naira? Had a wider Nida.
Yeah. That's okay.
That's a new one.
Yeah, right. Mm. Okay.
Well, Papali'i comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You obviously have to start him.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who goes to the bench. I don't know what they do. Like, there's some injury clouds around Gagai and Arrow. Brimson to the back and Holmes on a wing. I don't like Valentine at the back.
No, I don't
think,
either.
I think he's a world-class winger, and that's where he should be. But maybe to get Brimson in the game. And
do you think Brimson? What about Kaelin?
Adam O'Brien said that by Queensland having Kaelin in camp for the first one and trying to get him up for game one, that they've probably crueled him for game two.
Mm.
So that's a mistake from
because it's a groin, isn't
Paul
it?
Green's
coaching.
It's a groin tear.
It's a groin tear.
That's on the assumption that Kaelin's not available, as per Adam O'Brien.
Okay,
I'd say Ben Hunt comes into the side onto the bench.
I know in hindsight, but when Ben Hunt was called into camp when he left, and we heard that he was on a plane the next morning after playing for the Dragons on the Thursday night, I honestly thought he would be in the side. I thought he'd be in the 17.
Mm. Yeah, so did I.
And I thought, he can.
He's back to 2015 form.
He is.
Yeah, he's really
playing. He was fantastic for them last Thursday night against the Broncos. I know the Broncos were flat, but Ben Hunt is playing confident footy.
Back on Val, it's really funny with Val because when he played Newcastle that night, he got rave reviews. When I was actually sitting there and I saying to a couple of boys, geez, Val's off. You know, threw a couple of passes over the sideline, not a couple of balls off. And I just thought, I thought that with Val, there's just been huge inconsistencies in his game. Yeah. And for mine, he's a winger. Because a wing, he can pick and choose his moments to just wander in field, almost play the way Tom played. You know, just get in field when the middle starts to become vulnerable, but he wants to play fullback. Brandy, tough one here. Any areas you look at and go, you know, was there any areas that you and Freddie got after the game and went,
There was through the game, Matty. There was I thought chunks of the game where we were probably 2-1 out.
You're right.
And one out gets you in trouble. In
sure
origin.
Does.
It does get you in trouble. You got to be passing the ball, and I'm talking about middles passing to middles. There just didn't seem to be enough support at times, but that's being very
pedantic.
But that certainly was the conversation in the box through the game at different times. I know.
You are.
We always want 80 points for next time.
Yeah, mate. Good luck backing that up, mate. You've really made a rod for your own back.
Can I ask you this? What Angus Crichton?
Yes,
he's been the form back rower, arguably up until the point when he got suspended out of the series.
Yes,
what happens there? Freddie always talks about his pencil and his pen, and you know, having the rubber on it and changing the team
on the pen as well.
Anyway, you talk. Yeah. You talk now. Yeah. I've done enough. I've done enough.
But it's true. But like when you surrender your jersey, no matter what form you're in, like you just unless there's injuries. Like, and I'll take this away from Brandy. Webby, you just can't change that side.
You can't, can you?
No.
No.
But then again, we've got a bloke. He's a pretty tough taskmaster.
So why don't you just mix it all up? No, I know what you mean. So there's two full rounds to get through.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. But Angus has been in great form.
Righto. I'll tell you what. We got the after the break, we've got the party boy on. We're going to do movie of the week.